Everybody, I hope you had a good Swedish day yesterday, and happy Alaska Day today.
Alaska?
You ever been to Alaska?
I'm not. I want to go, though.
Why do you want to go?
Because isn't it like an entire day or something like that where it's just dark?
I think you got to go during that type of time of the like season.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to go like... So you want to go when it's dark all day instead of when it's light all day?
I mean, I was getting to that. I was going to say either one, but...
You want to go to either one? Why would you want to go to the dark one?
Why not?
No, nothing against, but like, yeah, no, all right.
What's wrong with the dark?
Oh my gosh.
Anyways. You don't like being in the dark? You need a nightlight, bro?
Maybe. I don't want to be in the dark 24/7.
Wow.
Do you want to be in the dark 24/7?
I mean, I feel like it'd be pretty cool to be at night 24/7.
But let's say you book a week trip. You in the dark for a week straight.
My eyes would be done.
Yeah, and then you come, okay, so you're not literally, I don't think you're literally in the dark for 24 hours, but I know it's like...
The atmosphere is, yeah.
I feel like, isn't it like 20 hours where it's dark and then you get like 4 hours where it's light or like 22 hours that are dark? It's like a crazy amount of the day is dark. So, same with like when it's light because they're like the, what? I'm about to get scientific.
I would never go to sleep during the day one.
No, but why do you need to go to sleep when you're on vacation?
Exactly.
Because you're supposed to have a good time. Like, there's probably a lot of things to do in Alaska.
You think so?
Yeah, nature.
I don't know why.
I'm talking like, nature. I'm not talking like, okay. Yeah, I'm going to a strip club in Alaska.
Wow.
You know.
Strip club in Alaska. That'd be a story to tell.
I feel like you'd see some pretty interesting things.
That would be a story to tell.
That would be a story to tell. But anyways, good week coming up here, right?
Yeah, we got a few things.
I'm just saying in general, good week coming up, you know. Looking at NFL matchups. That too. Yeah, what's your favorite matchup of the week? Go ahead.
Personally, I love Steelers and Cleveland.
I was about
because that's always a great game.
I was about to say that's. I feel like everybody's got to be keyed in on that Browns versus Steelers game, 1 o'clock game. Who do you got? Honestly, it's a toss up on that one.
Yeah, they're both playing really nice right now.
I say the Browns upset the Steelers.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say they would upset the Steelers, if they utilize Odell, how they should utilize Odell.
Kind of like how they've been utilizing him this year.
If Odell does not get at least 100 yards, bro, they're not winning.
You talking all-purpose or 100 receiving?
I'll be generous and say all-purpose.
Okay. Because, I mean, look at what he did when he ran the ball last week.
Yeah.
All right. So, Steelers' defense is really good. True test. So, but I'm a big fan of this. Like, I like seeing the Steelers' defense. I think it's a really good defense. But I say the Browns are going to win by a touchdown. So, not even a field goal. Not even 1 point. I'm saying a full touchdown.
Wow.
So, Baker.
Baker's going to lead them to a W? To be what, 5-1?
If the Browns go 5-1.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll start calculating how they'll miss the playoffs. Because I feel like as somebody that's watched the Browns for years. Yeah. I feel like they always find a way to blow it.
If the Browns are 5-1, bro, that's literally 2020 in a nutshell, bro. Like
that is, yeah.
The Browns 5-1, nobody could tell me that. I would have bet you 200, just like.
You would have. I should have took that bet.
Hey, speaking of, you did lose a bet already, so yeah, I don't know.
It's about tacos, I swear. Did you ever look it up or no?
I didn't. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go check.
I think it was about tacos. It could have been 10 bucks. Can't remember. It was either 10 or tacos or 5.
I know tacos were something else that we bet.
Yeah, tacos. But I lost. Yeah, and I thought we did double or nothing on the tacos, but I could have been off on that. Anyways, the deal was, what was the deal again about Patricia?
Yeah, Patricia and Quinn had to be fired by week 5. You said either one.
Either one at the end of week 5.
Yeah.
And neither of them have been fired yet, unless they get fired in these upcoming couple days, which won't happen.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, you won that bet. Good for you.
Oh, why you thought that was going to happen any other way?
Hey, man, the Falcons fired Dan Quinn. Texans fired Bill O'Brien. So, Jets have still not fired Adam Gase. So, I think they're going to let him ride out an 0-16 season. So, I'm not going to get into a rant.
They're going to get Trevor Lawrence, man, and have Sam Darnold, too. That's just the Jets thing.
I'm not going to get into a rant. I will save those for my TikTok if anybody's interested in going to watch a Jets rant. So, I will not be doing that here.
Interesting.
No, we will not be ranting. This is about information on shoes and a lot of other things. So, speaking of that, eBay. eBay has something very exciting coming out.
eBay is starting authentications and partnering with SneakerCon, you said?
I know they're starting the authentications through SneakerCon, so the people that do SneakerCons will also be doing eBays now, but that most likely means a partnership with SneakerCon, correct?
Yep.
Yep, so...
But they're only authenticating shoes over $100.
Really? Yep. Which, that's a good thing. That's, yeah, that makes sense. If you're selling a shoe for under $100, you're just being dumb if it's a... If it's an Air Jordan 1 and it's like looks brand new and you're getting it for under 100,
man,
if you're asking to be scammed.
If you got a fake Roshi, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what you got going on, bro, but you just need to wear some flops.
Wear flops at that point. Oh man. Or some fake Air Force Ones.
Do they even make fake Air Force Ones?
Probably.
I hope not.
I hope not, but.
Some things just don't need to be fake.
No.
It just doesn't.
No. And that's one of them, but. Anyways, I think that's a really good thing. I think it might drive a little bit of business away from StockX, and I'm all for driving business away from StockX.
So, same. I feel like they need some competition.
Yep. Maybe it'll up their, up their game, lower their fees, something. What's eBay's fees?
I have no idea.
Have you ever sold or shipped through eBay, or, like, when it comes to shoes, or no?
I bought some from eBay, but I've never... No, there was no fees when I bought it from eBay. Fees? No.
That's pretty nice. So it's basically like you would meet up with somebody in person, but instead it's... That's pretty nice. I wonder if there's no buyer fee, I don't think there'd be a selling fee, right?
I feel like there is a selling fee.
There is a selling fee?
Yeah.
Probably isn't as high as StockX.
I'm excited to see whatever it is, though.
Yeah, I will be checking it out for sure. So I might be setting up my eBay profile this week, so... Because you got a lot of nice things coming out at the end of October.
Speaking of, well, I'm just jumping to this one because we won't be, our episode won't air next episode before this releases. Off-White Jordan 5s, October 24th.
October 24th?
Yep, 225.
225? All right. How many does it, I have no idea on stock amount on that. It's too early for me to tell on stock amount.
If anybody says anything about Off-White, bro, I just know it's limited. I'm not even about to say
that. Oh, no, yeah. Even those rubber dunks that we thought were completely ugly, they were limited. And people bought them up still.
Guess where they're coming out at, bro?
Where?
Only sneakers.
Not even Off-White?
Nope.
How does Off-White...
Not get their own shoe?
How does Off-White not get their own shoe?
Great question.
That makes no sense. Doesn't...
Yeah, right now... Well, right now, it says where to buy. It says...
Sneakers.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Which is an L. Fact. Even though they've been treating me decent lately, so who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky with one. So I give them big ops, big props for. Did I say big ops?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Big ops. Oh no, big props for the Gray Smokes. So.
And then we got a normal release on October 23rd, the Air Jordan Retro 12 Concord.
Like
a black and purple.
I'm a fan of those.
Really?
Yeah, I really, really like those.
I thought you didn't like 12s.
I don't, but I really like those.
You gonna get them?
Yes, I'll get them and I'll keep them. Those are ones that I saw and I'm like, ooh, I really like these.
I'm actually surprised you just said that.
Really? How?
Because you said, I remember you saying you don't like 12s.
I'm not a big fan of 12s. I don't like the way 12s look, but that colorway, I don't know what it is. It's a very subtle, it's not an overdoing purple, complete black.
And you like purple.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of those ones right there. I don't know what it is. I wanted a pair and
that's
I want to keep them.
Interesting. I would have never guessed that. I wouldn't have thought you would have said yes to those.
Oh, no. I'm saying yes to those and I'll keep them. And those are going to be a GA, easy get. So kind of excited for that. That'll be one I'll probably wear next. Actually, you know what? I might wear those ones if it's a nice day when it's a little bit colder out. I feel like those give me a little bit of a cold vibe instead of a warm vibe.
Yeah.
So it's a cold feel shoe. That's why I like them.
You want to switch to Adidas? I don't know why, but I feel like right now is such a, like, not boring, but when we had all those delays and stuff, we had like three and four pairs of shoes in 1 week.
Yeah.
Now it's like we got one,
maybe
two.
It's very spread out, yeah.
Yeah.
But the 24th, the Yeezy, the Naturals. I like the colorway, but here's my thing. We've seen it before.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's nothing
special.
It's nothing special. October 31st will have the better releases. Actually, October 31st is going to be one of the better days.
On both sides.
Both sides. Yeah. So that's like you'd want a pair of the 380s and you'd want a pair of the Mochas. So now the Naturals, I think there are going to be kind of a lot of them out there. I don't know if.
I think there'll be a little bit more more of those in circulation than the Zions. Yeah. But then again, they make these boring, like, not boring colors, but the colors we've seen sort of before.
Yeah.
They'll end up making them limited, so they are popular.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what they do. But it's a boring color. And it's, like you said, we've seen this colorway before. You know what's funny, though, is because when we don't see certain colorways, like it's a new colorway for Yeezy, mm-hmm. people give them crap, and they're like, what kind of colorway is this? I've never seen this one before. And it's like, but that's what you guys are wanting. That's what you're asking for, and then you start complaining about it, so... With anything, people just...
People are never happy. Man.
Never happy. Never happy. You can't live life like that. So, yeah, I mean, this week, kind of a boring week when it comes to sneakers, which is kind of a bummer. But, I mean, besides the Naturals, that's it. Naturals, the Concords. Concords dropping the 24th or 23rd?
23rd.
You said the off-whites were 23rd? 24th. 24th is Saturday?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, yeah. All right, well, off-whites is going to be the one to go for. Hopefully off-white drops it. Maybe a couple Shopify sites. Undefeated usually has some off-whites. Don't they?
Yeah.
Usually they drop off-whites, so.
We'll see. Supreme is actually dropping some shoes. The Air Maxes.
Oh, yeah. Want to go in on that?
They're dropping two colorways. One is like a lime greenish color. And then you have another one that's like, I think it's like, the other color is black, pink, and red. It's sort of like black and red, but it sort of like fades into pink. But I like them. Those come out October 15th. And then you have a white and red pair, which I feel like a lot of people will love.
Yeah. Oh, the red and white pair, my favorite. So I'm a big fan of those.
I think those come on November 17th.
Yes. Yep. You said November. Yeah.
All the other November ones, something.
All the other ones come out October 15th.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of cool. You see that? I think I sent it the other day. The ad. Our boy played.
I was just about to ask you how you found about that,
Mr. Kanye. Yeah. Okay. Want to sum it up on what he said or no?
Honestly, I tuned out after I
heard. You tuned out?
I did. He was talking about. No, this is gonna sound bad, but he was talking about like the Lord and everything and how we need to change the world and all that. But like.
And you tuned out?
No. See, that's what I'm saying. It sounds bad, but like he was just talking, and as soon as it started, I'm like.
He just talked
Kanye and politics. I tuned out immediately.
He talks to talk, and that's a big thing with him. He literally will just talk the talk. And that's what he did. He had like one of those ads that, one of his politician ads. It was just dumb.
It was mad.
As long as he doesn't say anything too bad to where it's like, oh, all right, we got to cancel Kanye. Then all of a sudden, any Yeezys you have, the value just goes down. But you were like, oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, let him talk. Because if I could buy, it's literally like stocks, bro. If I can buy like 5 pair of his shoes at a discounted price over for resale, because this man wants to go off a limb and talk about politics, and I get like 4 or 5 pair, and it doubles in like 6 months.
Yeah, that's the thing. Does it go back up in 6 months? Bro, you don't know what. You don't know how far he'll fall off the deep end. Remember the last time? What was it? What was it that triggered his?
He supported Trump, and he said slavery was a choice. If it goes back up from that, there is no way it's not going to go from this man having a political video, bro. There is no way it's not gonna go back.
I was about to say that's an opinion.
That was man.
That was a while ago, wasn't that? What, 2 years ago? 4? That was a long time ago, actually.
Well, wasn't he on TMZ?
Yeah, that was a minute ago. That's when people started finding out he had like bipolar issues and a lot of other issues behind that. They were like, yeah, I think Kanye's kind of messed up.
He has too many people around him not to get this man some help, bro.
Oh, how did you feel about that OVO in the United with these right here?
Lithuania? Or Lebanon, I mean.
Yeah, the Lebanon drop. How'd you feel about those?
Honestly, remember how you said I would be mad if I overslept?
Yeah.
And I was up?
Yeah.
I still missed it. Because I just forgot about what time it was. But, I mean, I liked it because it's sort of like uniting with Lebanon. And it's like, because they're going through a tough time right now.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty cool that he did that collaboration with him. But, I don't know, his shirts are... Very, like, they fit weird.
Do you have any OVO?
I do. I have a long sleeve OVO shirt.
Long sleeve?
Yeah. It fits like a box almost. Like, it just goes straight down. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't like it like that. Like, I don't like the fit. Like, the shirt, I mess with it. That's why I wear it.
Okay. All right. All right. Did you, you see that new, you want to shout out that new Discord that just kind of dropped?
Yeah, shout out Arctic Souls. That's the name, right?
Yeah, Arctic Souls, yeah.
They just started a cook group. You can look them up on Twitter. It's actually completely free. So if you're trying to get into the sneaker world and everything, bro, go join that. Because like I said, it's free. It's risk-free. Like,
and cook groups are basically somebody that has a lot of information on releases. They can help you out with stock numbers. They can tell you kind of what to go for. They're basically the... basically your beginner guide or a guide to help you around what shoe to go for and what shoe not to go for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I always think it's a cool thing that especially if somebody's free out there willing to help you out, it's never a bad thing. Even if they don't really know, you know, too much or they don't drop that much information.
It doesn't hurt.
It's free. So it never hurts.
And Dante and I are both in the group too. So if you guys have any questions, we can talk to you about it too.
Yeah, I'll answer. No problem with that. Oh, I don't know if we talked about this. The Yeezy Boost to 700, the Sun, early 2021.
We didn't.
What do you think of those?
I like them. They're very bright.
What do you think? See, now that's a summer shoe. That's clearly...
Yeah, that's for
there's
sure.
There's certain shoes that are like, okay, this is like, okay, kind of plain, kind of basic. But these 700s, the Suns, they literally look like you have a sun on your shoe. Because it has the bright, it has the bright yellow... And then a nice kind of like an orange paste on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then kind of, is that like a black earth tone?
It's like a, yeah, because that's not black, but it's not gray.
It's like a black with a little bit of like a teal?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I like it. I think that would be actually a really good 700 to get. So.
Honestly, this is a weird thought, but I feel like that's one of those shoes that you're going to see in about 6 months after it drops. You're going to see so many people with that shoe, and it's going to look so beat and nasty, bro. Like, that shoe just looks like... You know how Jordan 1s look good when they're beat? Like, they still look good.
Yeah.
But, like, that shoe's going to be awful.
You really think so?
That's going to be awful when people beat that up.
Interesting. Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial, everybody. So, peace.
Peace.
So, I was watching this video, right? It was basically... football with no pads. But like, these guys were hitting. They were hitting. I think it's the one I just showed you.
Yeah.
So they literally were no pads, just full out hitting. Think of the NFL without pads.
People are getting blasted. I feel like they're hitting harder than NFL does.
Yeah. There was people just going, like, literally everything looked like blindside blocks.
What do you even call that? I don't even know what that is.
Football without pads.
Yeah, just YouTube it. Football without pads.
Football without pads. It looked like rugby, but like legit football with people just blindsiding everybody. Anyways, if I would get an offer to that, they're like, yeah, we give you like, you know, a solid $50K to go ahead and play a season. I'd be like, no, sir, I'm good.
50, yeah, that ain't enough, man.
How much would you need to play that? But like, they'd actually put you out on the field, not to be a bench warmer. They'd be like, yeah, you are starting offensive guard.
I need $100,000 but a $75,000 signing bonus. So that way I get hit one time, I'm done. My career's over. Just one time, bro.
You pen to paper. All right, I got my $75K. They're like, yep.
Oh, my knee. Yeah, I'd be done, bro. I'd be done.
I think I blew my knee out.
Yeah, that I'd be done.
No. Oh, I need at least $150. No signing bonus because I ain't cheap like that. I'd just be like, yeah, give me $150 and... pay my hospital bills.
Oh, so you want to be just be out here looking? Nah, bro. Nah.
I got a mouth guard.
Nah. What?
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to wear mouth guards in that league,
bro. Nah, bro. You tripping? You said no signing bonus. Nah. Bro.
Yeah. No. I mean, $10K. Give me $10K at the signing bonus.
You tripping?
What? That's how you get a bigger deal. You ain't gonna get a big deal because they're gonna be like, nah, this guy wants all the money up front. I know what he's trying to do. I'll be like, you know what? Just give me $10K with $150 contract.
You
know,
your thought on this does not surprise me. You are the guy that played football for like 6 to 7 games with the club on. After they told you might not be able to use your thumb.
But I'm still using it.
I know.
Yes, sir. Anyways.
Can't do it.
That league did look kind of violent. I don't know. I'd try to avoid it. So
especially you hit with your head, bro. You lean in with your head. You're done after one hit. Concussed. Like,
see, that's the thing though. You already got your 150. Like, how many games do you got to play to get your 150?
No, but I'm saying, I don't think you get it yet. Because, like, you can't just sign, like...
What if you get hurt, like, week one, right? And you still got, like, 10 games left. You'd only get that, like, week one pay.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh, I'd have to get back out there.
10 games? If there's 10 games total, 150K, oh, you pay 15K to get your head blown off.
I'm not making it past week two, bro.
I'm not making it past... practice number one.
Oh, I'd be the kicker. Every team need a... You think the kicker getting blown up? The
kicker definitely gets blasted,
what?
Bro. What?
Oh, on kickoff. Blasted. Oh, Yeah, but here's my thing. Like, if somebody tries coming over to me and blast me, I'm running out of bounds. Like, you... I'll be like, I'm the kicker.
Oh, my God.
I'm the kicker.
No, you kick the ball like how in the NFL, but you just get touched, flag. You're gonna smack. You're gonna... It's over.
Looks fun, though.
No,
you say no.
Nah,
see, here was a sport I was thinking of. What if you did that, like basketball, with trampolines, everybody was padded up? See, you mix football with basketball on trampolines. Didn't they have that?
I feel like that did exist. Or was that in a movie?
I don't know if that was in a movie or not, but I swear I've seen
it. That was. What is it? Oh, what's that TV show? Oh... One Tree Hill. Remember what's his name got hurt? He was in a wheelchair, but he didn't play in the league. And then he was jumping on trampolines, and they were like, bro, like, you can mess up your spine. Remember his wife didn't want him to play, but he ended up still playing. And then he got an offer to the to play somewhere else. Bro, that was One Tree Hill.
I don't remember that.
That was One Tree Hill.
Anyways, I feel like that'd be a cool sport to play. If you were all padded up, you're playing basketball, but it, like, you're allowed to hit.
Yeah, actually, they weren't padded up.
What?
They weren't padded up.
What is up with people not going with pads? Come on, you gotta have safety first.
Nah, bro. That's so... you gotta be a different type of dude to do that, man.
What, no pads?
No pads and just smacking people.
That looks like a Chicago thing or a Philadelphia thing.
Why Chicago, huh?
That looks like a Chicago thing. That looks like a Philadelphia thing. That looks like a Boston thing. I don't know. It just looks like that.
Why?
It just looks like those types of people.
Why would it be Boston, Philly, and Chicago? Of all places.
Of all places, those are the places I'm picking.
What?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't see that in Detroit. You think that would be happening in Detroit?
I don't think I would see that in Boston, though.
I would see it in Boston.
Really?
Yeah. Like a backyard game in Boston. In the cold. Yeah, I could see it.
That's interesting. Those are some interesting locations. I wouldn't have picked Boston and
or like Idaho and the farm. You got some big old boys.
Idaho, wow. That's interesting.
Boise, yeah. No, all right. I was trying to see if we got anything back on shoes right now because I know we're getting a little bit off topic, but we don't really. So it's gonna be basically a nice little talk here of like an actual podcast. So.
I wonder how many people are about to click done.
They're like, oh, there's no more information. No, but if you really think about it, I saw a podcast where what they... I don't know if you've seen it. What they do is they set up... I was talking to my family about this the other day. They set up in random places just out on the street, busy street.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have their podcast rolling with three chairs. But they got like two people with both their mics and one person recording. And then they just have like a random guest always come on their set.
That sounds dope.
Doesn't it?
That sounds dope.
Doesn't it? And literally, they just have a good time. Like, I'll show you this, but like literally, all they do is they go to different cities, like busy cities, and they'll set up just in random areas, like out in the street, not like in the little street, but you know what I mean, but like out in the street, like a not a park, but like busy areas. And they literally just grab somebody and just ask them questions. So... I was thinking that'd be awesome. That'd be like if you went to the mall and you did a podcast in the mall. It's too loud, though. You couldn't do it at the mall. You have to do it at like a quieter area, but still busy. Like you have traffic going by. So, thought that'd be dope.
That's a creative idea. That's very out there.
It is.
Like, I would have never thought to do that.
I should have thought of doing something like that. Kind of bugs me when people have more creative ideas than me. You ever have that where, like, you see a creative idea and you're like, man, I could have thought about that. But I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me too often. And then I get frustrated. So. I'm trying to think.
Oh, my Velom shipped.
Did it really?
Apparently it's in Ferndale, but it's been in Ferndale for like 3 days, so I don't know what's going on.
Somebody probably is wearing it.
Hey, chill out, bro. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
You know, if it's been there for 3 days, they're probably dripped out in the UPS.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine that? Like, they just opened up the package. They're like, hey, bro, there's some Velon in here.
Ooh.
They just dripped out. They're taking pictures and the UPS just dripped out.
I would be so upset.
How'd you know?
You're right.
They'd seal it back up. They'd be like, hey, man, he'll never know.
Oh, why does it smell like outside, bro? Why I got a grass stain on my elbow? What happened?
There would be nothing you could do, though.
I call Velon. Well, they probably wouldn't even do anything. Here's my thing. Nah, you wore it, bro.
Here's my thing, yeah. They'll be like, no, you wore it. And then second, you'd really want to wait another 6 months just to get your stuff again. So you'd ship it back to them. And then you'd have to wait another 6 months.
You know what? I'll just wash it and put some fabulous or some awesome on it.
What if it got, like, stained? Like, you could tell, like, they dragged it. There's, like, a little hole in, like, the elbow.
I'd have to ship it back, but I'd be so upset, man. I'd be just like,
I just get my money back. You'd be furious. You'd have a clip. You know it would probably take them 6 months to get the money back, though, too.
Oh, my God.
Because they couldn't find it. They'd be like, oh, I don't know where your order is, man. I'm sorry. You didn't buy from Velon. That's the next thing.
That's very discouraging.
So let's hope no UPS worker or Amazon worker. Speaking of Amazon, get anything for Amazon release day?
I didn't. I saw they had a good deal on the AirPods. The first ones, though, not the Pros.
What were the good deals?
$100.
$100 for the first ones?
I think the other ones were like $199 or something like that. I didn't really see anything that I really wanted that made me just, let me order that.
$100 for the first one's actually a really good deal.
Mine worked perfectly fine, though.
Yeah, I broke mine a while ago. I'm not getting another pair.
I honestly haven't seen you. I didn't know if you stopped wearing them because, like, TikTok, and you, like, have the mic in your face, like, right here.
Oh, I like...
Or if you just...
I like that, though, where I can, like, use the actual... More people use the old headphones just to talk into.
I swear they use it because of TikTok now. Like,
that's
TikTok
it.
Is literally making the old headphones come back.
Yeah, like, the AirPods are kind of... It's weird because the AirPods are going away because TikTok's basically making them use the new or the old headphones.
Yeah.
So, that's insane. Congrats on 100 followers, by the way, on TikTok.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a slow grind. You'll get to where you need to be. I'm telling you. And then before you know it, you'll be like, I don't know how that happened.
I'm sticking through it.
You just got to go through it, man. It's in the... Here's my thing, too. With TikTok, it's kind of like in the new stages. If it even gets remotely to half to even 3/4 of the popularity YouTube has, that's insane.
That'd be crazy.
And now that it's more... Isn't it going to be US-based now?
I think it's, like, partially here, yeah.
So, with that being said, you know, I think it's going to be here to stay for a little while. Now, trends, you know, it could trend out. But I think it's going to trend up before it trends out.
I don't see how it would trend out. Well, right now, I don't see how it would trend out.
No. But then again, when did we see TikTok coming?
We didn't.
Exactly. Same with, like, Snapchat. When did you see Snapchat coming?
Only person I saw that had TikTok was Joe. Like, Joe was on it before, like, it Joe really got
beat,
popular.
Yeah, Joe beat all of us to TikTok.
He's the reason why I got on there, because he kept talking about it, and he's like, bro, I got, like, 50,000 followers, and now look at this man.
Yeah, I think he's almost there to 100,000. He's about to hit 80,000, so that's pretty impressive. That's really impressive.
Oh, since we're doing shout-out, we just hit, like, our 1,000 listeners.
Oh, yeah. Our podcast just did hit 1,000 listeners. We have 2 episodes almost at 100 listens by themselves, which is pretty impressive, too.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, the Pop Smoke one's at, like, it's almost hit 80 individual listens. And then our very, very first one's at, like, 70-some individual listens.
We must have to check and see what days people listen to that Pop Smoke one. Bet you it's on Wednesday.
Why Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. What if only all the listens are on Wednesday? I'm like, you guys are weird.
I'd love it.
But then again, thank you for everybody listening. I appreciate that.
Thank you guys.
So as always, drink some water, do something, do some exercising. Yeah.
Exercising?
Yeah, go do some exercising outside.
On a Sunday, yeah.
Take
a jog.
Go watch your team play. Except if they're the Jets. Don't watch them.
Go do something you normally don't do. Go get a pedicure.
All right, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye. End of that one. Goodbye.